This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft is crowing about a 2010, which, in contrast to most of the industry, saw increased production, the hiring of 140 new engineers, growth in fleet sales, and the introduction of a clean sheet single engine business jet and the commitment to fund it. Piper's statement was subtle in making the comparison to at least one competitor, which has laid off engineers and is not funding its jet project. The FAA's push for new photo ID pilot certificates in the U.S. is the topic of an analysis piece contributed to ANN by CFI Robert Hadow. Flight Design, which has delivered more light sport aircraft in the U.S. than any other company, says it's nearing completion on a proof-of-concept four-seat model of the CT series. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims it has shot down two UAVs over the Persian Gulf after they violated Iranian airspace. They offered no details as to where the aircraft originated or when they claim the shootdown occurred. The Associated Press reports Russian officials have opened an investigation into the crash of an AN-22 cargo plane in Russia last week, about 120 miles south of Moscow. All 12 people on board were fatally injured. Master Instructors LLC welcomed three new Master Instructors in December. Congrats go to Stanley Swank of Florida, Gary Brossett of Georgia, and Michael Maya Charles of Colorado. And QREF has released a new publication intended specifically for candidates for the Instrument Instructor Certificate. It's written by Bridget Dormeyer and Gene Hudson, both active master flight instructors. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, the first installment of a two-part chat with ANN's Jim Campbell on the best and worst of 2010 and what 2011 might bring to aviation and aerospace. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.